My scripture reading is in Psalms. If you would turn to Psalms 107. And let's start with the first verse. I'll give thanks to the Lord for his good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the adversary, and gathered from the lands, from the east and from the west, and from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a desert region. They did not find a way to an inhabited city. They were hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainteth within them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them out of their distresses. He led them also by a straight way to go to an inhabited city. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and for his wonders to the Son of Man. For he has satisfied the thirsty soul, and the hungry soul he has filled with what is good. There were those who dwelt in darkness and in the shadow of death, prisoners in misery and chains, because they had rebelled against the words of God and spurned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he humbled their hearts with labor. They stumbled, and there was none to help. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and broke their bands apart. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and for his wonders to the sons of men. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these words, Lord, of comfort. And Heavenly Father, thank you for the instructions that we have within your word of how to live our lives. Words that are intended to guide us and direct us as we live out our lives. And let our lives be lived for you and for your service. And Heavenly Father, bless the words that we bring this morning and the thoughts that we express, and help them to help each of us as you would have. And in the name of your Son, Yeshua, we ask all these things, and amen. My text is the Psalms 107 and 8, and it reads, let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness. What better way to spend each day than that is expressed in Psalms? Isn't it amazing that as we look at the book of Psalms, we see chapter after chapter, through all the way better than 100 chapters in Psalms, and so many of them start out the very first verse in the expression of giving thanks to God for all things and praising God for all that he's done. Give praise. And that's my message to you this morning, is to give praise. Each day of our life, as we wake up in the morning, we ought to be thinking, praise the Lord that you've let me see another day. Praise the Lord that I have another day that I can enjoy being with my family. And another day that I can perhaps try to do some good to someone who might be in need. Give praise daily. The Psalms is full of giving thanks to the Lord for his many blessings, his many mercies his many loving kindnesses. In Psalms 107, the author issues a call to people everywhere to join in and praise, give praise to the Lord for all of his goodness and his mercy toward the children of men. And in our chapter that we're reading today, that is our scripture, we find that phrase referred to 5 different times. Has it ever occurred to you that the call of God comes to each of us to praise him for his grace toward us and his power through the Holy Spirit that he freely gives to each one of us? That Holy Spirit that is given to be with us every moment out of every day. As long as we have our hearts and minds open to him and allow his Holy Spirit to come and live within us, then we can be assured that through his Holy Spirit, he will be leading us, he'll be guiding us, he'll be comforting us, he'll be directing us. All of those things God freely gives to us as free gifts. Only as we give credit to whom it is due can we then be the kind of witness that God would have us to be, to hopefully bring others into that knowledge also, and for them to be one in God's family also. Let's look at some facts that shines through in our scripture and in all of Psalms, shines through in our Christian service to God. And the first of those is that our offerings of praise, some would think that is a little peculiar to think of praises as being offerings, but in a sense it is. Offerings and sacrifices of praise to God, when we give those offerings and sacrifices of praise to God, it pleases God. Does that mean that God is on some kind of a low ebb? That he has a low ego? Something that he just is waiting there and has to have our praises? We know that we do not have to give these praises just because God has a need for building up his self-confidence. God is pleased when from our hearts and from our dedication to him, then we give him the sincere praises that he deserves. You're living and breathing. He's allowed you one more day on this earth. You're promised no more. You may get no more. And I. But God's allowed us this time. And you know, too often we get caught up in our own circumstances. And we're on some kind of a poor me trip. And some of us stay on that poor me trip way too long. We need to get away from that. We need to realize that it is an almighty, merciful, loving God that has allowed us this life of liberty and freedom and a good life and a relatively easy life here in these United States of America. God has blessed us to be born in the families that we have been born in. And to be born in this country that we have been born in. So many others are not privileged like you. So many others don't have near things to be praiseful to God for as you and I do. We need to take time to realize that God has showed so much love to us to allow us to be where we are at this particular moment. The offering of genuine praise to God when we look to our glorious future as members of His family, His personal family, God's family. When we think of our future in the world after this, a world of only peace and joy and happiness and contentment and no materialistic wants, then that is going to be a world of praise. One of the chief things that will be done at that point is praise to God as a member of His family. Let's read and go to Revelation 5 and starting at verse 11. Revelation 5, 11. And let's see what this teaches us. Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne and the living creatures and the elders, and the numbers of them was myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, and every created thing which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them, I heard say, and the four living creatures kept saying, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshiped. Let's go on. And every created thing which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them, in other words, everyone, I heard saying, and the four living creatures kept saying Amen, and the elders fell down and worshiped. Let's go to the next, Revelation 5:15. Okay. You see in Revelation 5:13, every created thing which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea, and all things I heard saying, giving praise to the Father God. Not only is the heart of God pleased by our giving praise to Him for His goodness, but our hearts are also blessed. And we will find our hearts strangely warmed and encouraged if we take the time necessary to enumerate, recount, and recall and remind ourselves of all the blessings of God. And as we give more thinking about His grace and mercy, we will do more thanking Him for His blessings upon us. The offerings of praises encourages a positive outlook on life, and it will aid us in practicing the presence of God. Our offerings of praise pleases God. And we are blessed ourselves in giving God's praise. And thirdly, expressing praise for God will bring blessings also to others. The Bible teaches us that the unredeemed people are dead in trespasses and sins, and they are also blind to spiritual reality. They are deaf to the voice of God speaking to us through His Holy Spirit. Many of these people are aware that something in their life is missing, that they haven't found that one thing that makes life worth living, but yet that special someone has just not come along to them and shared the good news of salvation of God, of the gift of the Holy Spirit, the good news that God has love for them. He has forgiveness for them. He has mercy, and He has grace. But they don't know that that one thing that is missing in their life is a God that can fill that void that they're searching for. And they're searching desperately for it because they know they're not quite fulfilled. They're not quite happy. They're not quite content. But until you come along and God brings you to them, then they cannot know that that is the key. That is the void that they're searching for. And you have to bring it to them. That's why you are special. Among many other reasons, God has a gift that only you can share and only you can express to certain ones, and no one else was made on this earth to do it quite like you. It can open the heart and mind of that particular special person that God wants you to touch. If each of us would just give a part of the opportunity that we have to offer, then we would be surprised at the beneficial results that would have, not only for us, but that it would bring to others. The psalmist resolved that he would praise the Lord of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He would praise the Lord forever, continuously, never ending. And in Psalms 145 and 2, would you go there, Dave? Psalms 145 and 2. Every day, I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. Isn't that wonderful? We must praise God often. We must praise God. We must praise God for His works, His mighty works, His everlasting works. We must praise God not only for what He does for our good, but we must praise God for the benefit that it can bring to others. We must praise God if we would pass on to our children the benefits of our experiences with God. In closing, I would like to reinforce my message of giving praise to God. Often, every day, by us sharing and reading together Psalms 100. Let's go to Psalms 100 today. And let's read this and think of our loving and kindness and ever merciful God. Psalms 101. The first verse. Let's read together. You can read silently if you want. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord Himself is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His court with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and His faithfulness to all generations. Isn't that wonderful? That tells us much. How to enter His house of praise in worshipful attitude, in praise to Him. Let's go to our blessing today, and blessing to each other, blessings to God. Numbers 6 and 24, let's read. Stand if you would, let's all stand and read together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His face on you and give you peace.